Coming up on episode number 370, it's the long-awaited interview with Canadian singer-songwriter Alison Krauss. We'll find out about her influences and listen to some of her covers. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's October 9th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to an interview edition of Coverville, tonight featuring Alison Krauss. Let's go ahead and get right into the interview. My guest tonight spans the musical landscape with elements of folk, soul, rock, jazz, classical, and blues. Her recent Tidings CD was only one of two albums to receive 4 stars in the Toronto Sun's holiday lineup, and Coverville listeners voted her cover of Hallelujah into the 25th spot on the 2006 Coverville Countdown. Her latest CD, This Little Bird, features originals as well as covers, and is doing well both here in the U.S. as well as her native Canada. Alison Krauss, welcome to Coverville.
Thanks very much.
Well, let's talk about how you get started. I understand that you started out performing in coffee houses at the age of 15.
Mm-hmm.
Did you always know that you wanted to be a performer starting that early?
Yeah, from when I was probably about 5, 6-ish years old, maybe a little bit older, I was doing summer theater programs and always singing in some way or another, right? So it was kind of something I always enjoyed. And by the time I got to early to mid-high school, I started to realize it's really what I wanted to actually do, which was not so great for my school career, as it were, but it worked out, so.
Oh, that's great. And then who were some of your influences back then?
Actually, a lot of the people that are still my influences. Counting Crows is a favorite of mine, and Pearl Jam, and let's see, who else was there? I used to listen to a lot of Beck. Fiona Apple, Sarah McLachlan, Jewel, basically the entire Lilith Fair lineup at the time, because it was about that time, lots of people, and jazz, and I took a lot of jazz in school and classical as well, so.
Now, with some of those influences, I mean, Pearl Jam, Counting Crows, Beck, do you incorporate the influences from those into your style, which is more of a folk, what's the word I'm looking for, jazz kind of sound?
Right. I kind of like, all types of music. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's not really, like, for instance, if someone was to ask me what kind of music I play, I couldn't tell you. It's kind of like whatever the mood strikes, really.
Right.
Sometimes, and I've played with different bands. I've been in a Celtic funk band before and done, songs by those artists and things like that, and harder rock songs. And, I mean, I've done Nirvana on piano before, which is something I picked up from Tori Amos.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention Tori Amos. So there you go. But, it's just stuff that I like, and then I kind of like to translate into what I do a bit, I guess. Actually, even though with like Pearl Jam and Counting Crows, they always have some sort of acoustic something, that's along those lines as well. So,
absolutely. Well, actually, now that you bring up Counting Crows, let's talk about one of your covers here. We'll go into it. You do a great cover of Murder of One. Tell me how that came about.
Actually, it's really funny. There's a couple songs like this and a couple covers I do that have struck me in this way, but it's a song that it was my favorite one, I'd say, It and Raining in Baltimore, off of August and Everything After. And it's one I always used to sing along to really loud when I was younger or when I'm driving or some sort of thing. And I thought all of a sudden one day I'm like, why don't I play that song? That makes sense, right? So, that's kind of how that came about. And, I've done it with a trio before and stuff, but I really like how it goes just solo voice and piano. I don't know, there's just something neat about it.
Mm-hmm. curiosity kitten doesn't have to mean you're on your own. You can look outside your window. It doesn't have to know. We could talk a while, baby. We could take it nice and slow. All your life is such a shame, shame, shame. All your love is just a dream, dream, dream. Lie you happy where you're sleeping? Does he keep you safe and warm? Does he tell you when you're sorry? Does he tell you when you're wrong? I've been watching you for hours. It's been years since we were born. Yeah, we were perfect when we started. I've been wondering where we've gone. All your life is such a shame, shame, shame. All your love is just a dream, dream. Open up your can see the flames, flames, flames of a wasted life. You should be ashamed. Well, I dreamt I saw you walking up a hillside in the snow, casting shadows on winter skies as you stood there counting crows. One for sorrow, two for joy, three for girls and four for boys, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told. There's a bird, the nest inside you, sleeping underneath your skin. Yeah, when you open up your wings to speak, I wish you'd let me in. All your life is such a shame, shame, shame. All your sunshine. I'm feathered by the moonlight. falling down on me. I said I'll walk along these hillsides in the summer neath the sunshine. I am feathered by the moonlight falling down on me. I said I won't walk along these hillsides in the summer neath the sunshine. I am feathered by the moonlight falling down on me. I said I won't walk along these hillsides in the summer neath the sunshine. I am feathered by the moonlight. Change, 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 change.
With the trio, how was that? This wasn't with the Celtic Funk trio. What?
Yeah, this was a kind of different trio. That was an anything trio. The Celtic Funk band, that was like a 7-piece band way back when. Like when I was like, still player and guitar players and stuff like that. With the trio, we were just the bass, drums, and piano and voice. And
okay.
So I guess I'm kind of doing that a little bit again. I've been doing solo for a while though too. So.
What do you like better? Do you like the kind of solo acoustic kind of sound, or do you like having a band behind you and a lot of instrumentation?
I like them both. I like doing solo because, you know, I can kind of just bend and switch the song around and do whatever I kind of want to, and I'm not screwing anyone up. But I also like playing with a band because I like interacting with other musicians, you know, and playing with them and stuff. So, yeah, you can get off some really good rock songs sometimes too, you know. So that's a fun experience, you know.
Yeah. Cool. Well, how do you choose what songs to cover? I mean, you've got some covers on your new album. Mm-hmm. I think each of your albums has had like one or two, maybe three covers on it. How do you choose which ones you want to do?
Sometimes people will suggest, you know, you should try this song or that kind of thing if I'm looking for something. But a lot of the time it's just songs that I like. You know, it's like, oh, that's my favorite song. I think I'll play it, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of thing like that. And if it can translate really well to piano and voice, sometimes it can't, right? Sometimes you can, but it might be weird.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, if there's a big stairway to have an extended solo type thing, right, so it'd be long. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of whatever the mood strikes. Sometimes my manager suggests something, or, you know, people online that listen to me and stuff. It's just kind of a big group effort.
Well, and you've kind of really taken the website a step further with the, as you mentioned there, with interacting with the people who come to your site, as far as interacting the forums and discussions and things, as well as you also do a podcast, I noticed.
Yep. Yeah. Well, internet is such a great thing because people are, you know, it's, for one thing, it's so instant, right? It's a lot of the touring I do, especially in Europe, you know, but also in Canada and a little bit in the US. I haven't done a whole bunch. I hope to do more, but most of it has to do with people come in, visiting the site, you know, downloading a song or two, emailing us and saying, hey, come play here. And we'll go, okay, you know, but where do you suggest? You know? And then we get a lot of help that way, right? And so it's really neat to be able to, for one thing, put music up for people to be able to listen to it, which is awesome because I like listening to other bands' songs online too, right? And also for me, it's great because you get that interaction, and you know, it just makes things connect so much easier. I'd say I don't know how we'd do it if it wasn't for the internet, right?
Right, definitely.
Calling everyone individually, or
Right. And that can get so time consuming.
Yeah, especially with you, right?
It's certainly something that's changed pretty dramatically in the past few years with bands getting more tech savvy, or at least getting those aspects of internet savvy to be able to communicate with their listeners in that way and provide music, something that we certainly didn't have 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I understand you're also starting to see covers of your own songs by other people. How is it to hear someone else's interpretation of one of your songs?
It's really cool, actually. One woman, Marissa Manzino from New York, sent me a cover of her version of my song Montreal once, and she did it, you know, with guitar, and there's a little bit of mandolin, I think, in there. And it was just really neat to hear someone else's interpretation of what I did, right?
Right.
I love it, actually. It's really cool.
Let's talk about some more of your covers, some more of the songs you've covered. One of my favorites that I've heard is Throw Your Arms Around Me, which was originally Hunters and Collectors, but it's had a few covers itself. And tell me a little bit about how that one came about.
Well, I've heard Eddie Vedder do that one before, which is really cool, you know, the Pearl Jam thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of a pretty acoustic sort of version of it. And a friend of mine from online, oddly enough, he visits a Pearl Jam board as well. He's from Ottawa. He and his wife are fans of the band and love that song. And they were getting married and asked if I could come sing it. I couldn't, because I couldn't make it on time. But what I did is I recorded a version of it for them and sent it to them. And so ever since then, it's kind of been thrown into my repertoire, right?
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's pretty fun. Yeah, they showed me their wedding video and stuff. And yeah, it was really nice. That was their first dance.
We may never meet again. Lying in this bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you. Caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashbacks and warm nights almost left behind. A suitcase of memories, time after. Sometimes you picture me walking too far ahead. You're talking to me and I can't hear what you have said. And you say go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds. If you're lost, you can't look and you time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting time after time. After your picture fades, darkness has turned to gray. Watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay. And you say go slow, I fall behind. The drum beats out of time. You're lost, you can't look, and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can't look, and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting time after time, time after time, time after time.
How about time after time?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I grew up in the 80s, so Cyndi Lauper is, you know, I think she's really cool. And I've heard a few different versions, and I can't remember the one woman's name, but she does a solo acoustic. She's passed away now. I don't know. My dad listens to her.
Huh.
But she did a solo version of Time After Time that was really neat, and then I heard Cyndi Lauper and Sarah McLachlan doing it, and a few other people have covered it now, right?
Yeah,
and it's a neat song to play. So, and people really kind of identify with it if they're around at the same time. You know, so I don't know. That one is also fun for me because I mostly do it on guitar, and I've just started putting a little bit of guitar into the show, so I learned that one. So, yeah.
Fun. Now you play. I know you play keyboards. Do you also play? So you also play guitar?
Yeah. I've always played a little bit, but in this past year especially, I've been practicing a lot and, you know, starting to perform on guitar more. So.
Well, let's talk about something from the new album, from This Little Bird. And it's, as far as I know, the second Joni Mitchell song that you've covered, or am I wrong about that?
Nope, that's right. Okay. The first one was River, that's on mm-hmm. Tidings, my Christmas seasonal type CD, and A Case of You is on This Little Bird, and yeah, I've just started doing that in the last year or so, too, or 2 years, I guess, now, but yeah,
How did that one come about? What
well, it's kind
which
of funny.
To that song?
I really like the song, and I was you know learning stuff on guitar and learning stuff on guitar, and I went on a CBC radio show in Vancouver, and I was supposed to be doing a Beatles song, and the woman I know her really well, Sheila Rogers, it's like super early in the morning too. I'd never played the song in my life on piano before. And I started just sound checking with it, experimenting a bit. She's like, "Oh, are you playing that song? I love that song." I said, "I don't know." She's like, "Well, you don't have to." I'm like, "No, I'll try." So, yeah, I managed to make my way through it the first time on live radio.
Wow.
CBC is kind of a big station, so kind of a gamble.
No kidding. Talk about a baptism by fire there, getting introducing
yeah, so
a new song.
Yeah, it was really cool. And at that time, I had just started dating who's now my fiance, and you know, that song kind of reminded me of him, so it was really cool.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Like yours, she knew your life. She knew your devils and your deeds, and she said, "Go to hell and stay with them if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, you are. You're in my blood, you're my holy one.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate it. And we'll make sure to keep you in the Coverville Countdown. Hopefully you'll be in there next year with some of these new songs.
Cool. Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks. All right, that is going to do it for tonight's episode. Special thanks to Allison Crowe for taking the time out to talk with me. And special thanks also going out to Adrian for setting up the interview with me and for being patient while I procrastinate about getting this thing edited together. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. The phone number is 206-222-COVER if you want to call and make a request. And you can also post a message on the weblogs or join in the discussions going on in the forums right now at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday night with the Neil Young cover story. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com, where you'll never hear this.
I have pictures of, sorry, this is random, but I have pictures of, like, websites usually called LOL Cat.
Uh-huh.
And it's all pictures of crazy cats, like, with weird fangs on them, like... I'm in your base stealing your internet.